Good morning. Who's calling Christian?
Hi, it's Rachel Riley from Countdown.
Hey, Rachel, thank you very much for giving us a call.
Thanks for having me. I got through.
That's all right. We're big fans. Amazing. I love Countdown, and I love now the new little twist with having Jimmy Carr and John Richardson and Sean Locke. I think that's worked really well.
Yeah, we're filming more of those at the moment.
That very funny.
To be kind of a one-off. We've done 60-odd, I think, and two more Saturday and loads more for the rest of the year, so...
Who makes you laugh the hardest? I'm a big Sean. I mean, I know all of them, but I think Sean Locke's are so good on that show.
I was going to say Sean Locke, actually. I mean, they're all so different.
Yeah.
But Sean is just so off the wall. And
very.
I mean, we filmed for about 2 hours for a 45-minute programme, and some of the funniest stuff, unfortunately for you guys, actually goes in the edit room floor because it's so just weird and rude and doesn't get past the lawyers often with Sean. But he's good. And John's come back, actually. He's missed a couple because he just had a baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's a dad now. So he's got a whole new world of material. He's gone from lonely, OCD...
hating life.
Yeah, hermit to married, OCD.
I can't wait to see John doing dad material. I never thought I'd ever see that day. That's incredible.
Oh, it's good, isn't it? He's a grown-up.
Yeah. And also, your football show you do with Sky on a Friday night as well, which is very good.
Yeah, starting Friday night football. I'm a massive football fan, so that's kind of a dream come true. And you're funny, you've had Matt Lettice on this morning, because this evening I'm seeing him. I'm hosting, Premier League 100 Club, so it's another charity do.
He was mentioning
celebrating
this. For players
for
who scored over... He mentioned this.
Yeah,
he was doing this big
yeah.
dinner for players who scored more than 100.
Absolutely. Yeah, so there's 25 players who scored 100 goals or more in the Premier League, and he's right down there, snuck in number 25.
What do you mean, right down there? How do you... Rachel, you need to...
Kind of the last
that.
One on the list.
Yeah, you need to say,
you know what? I've made the list.
Right up there. You need to say right up there.
Yeah, he never did more than he had to, Lettice, did
no.
he? He got as many as he needed to and went, yeah, how do? I'll retire now.
He was spent a lot of the game coasting, and then when he got the ball, like Gaz, you know, the guy's going to do something amazing now.
Yeah, and when you're looking back at these goals, they're incredible because they're all voting for their favourite one that they scored. And then between the 25 of them, they have to choose one of their mates or not mates, you know, to pick the favourite one. So,
well, I remember when there was
see who votes tactically.
When he was in his prime, virtually every month, goal of the month would normally be some sort of screamer that Lettice had done.
Yeah.
Now listen, Rachel, who's asked you to give us a call this morning?
My mum's asked me to give you a call, especially in the morning. She I don't do mornings, that's why I'm stuttering so much. She's a charity fundraiser for Essex Horse and Pony Protection Society.
Bless her.
She's often seen in Southend High Street with a horse's head, not a real one, but she's got various plastic models and things that we've collected for over the years, and she goes and rattles it in.
And what's the name of Mama Riley?
Mum Celia. And it's her birthday this week, so I couldn't say no.
No, you can't. You can't upset your mum.
No. It's a lovely charity, and it cost a lot of money for them to run, and they funds are low. Animal charities don't necessarily get funding from the same places other ones do. It cost £16,000 to run it a month. And they can't take any more horses in at the moment. So she's always showing me pictures of lovely foals. They come in a right state, and then they get them on their feet and they look after them. So it's a lovely charity.
Cool, good for you. And now the way this works, every celebrity who gives us a call leaves us a question for the next one. So yours does actually come from Matt Lettice. Now, obviously, as you know, Rachel, he was the king of the penalties. And he
wants
to know,
yeah.
What were
just,
you?
Just the one he didn't score.
That's right, yeah, against Mark Crosley. Matt's question was, what are you the king of, or for you, what are you the queen of in your
the
life?
Queen of. Well, I mean, the obvious one is numbers, but I'm going to go for rude word anagram. I can spot them in absolutely anything. This is all about training from the Cat Boys.
Really? What? Like, if you're in traffic, you could just plate one out of a number plate in front of your car?
Absolutely. I mean, when we film Countdown, we do 15 or 16 episodes in 3 days worth of filming.
Wow.
So you pack them in. So more often than not, I'm playing my own kind of rude version of the game at the same time. So I'm good at that.
That's fantastic. Now, we need a question from you, Rachel.
Okay, my question would be, if you had the power to speak any language in the world or cook anything you wanted, which one would you choose?
What would the two answers be for you then? What's your language, first of all?
Well, I'm learning Russian, actually. My boyfriend is a Russian, Pasha from Strictly. He's actually here if you wanted a word.
Is he?
He is. I'm on his phone. He has to take it back in a second because he's going off training with Naga.
Wow, thank you very much for lending him a phone. Is it right to chat to him?
Should I put him on?
Yeah, please, why not?
Go on, Pasha.
Hello.
Pasha, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, very well. Listen, good luck in Strictly.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
How's the
training
how's
in a minute?
and how's the training going? Is it going well for this weekend?
Yes, it's going well. You know, it's always a big shock, and for celebrities to suddenly realize they have to get a new dance ready in 4 days. Wow, and they start panicking. But we're on the right track. We're going to be good.
Do you think Nagger is going to win, or do you think it'll be Ed Balls?
Well, it definitely would be between Nagger and Ed Balls. Yes, for sure. it's a tough competition because Ed every week brings something new and unexpected. So he's a tough competitor. But we're getting ready. We'll be fine. We'll be right there with him.
And what is the theme this weekend?
This weekend, it's a movie week. So all different type of movies you've seen and you haven't seen and you want to see or you don't want to see, they will be actually present on Strictly.
Okay, well, I look forward to
it. You're welcome.
It's quite a mix, isn't it? That's a lot of different movie genres there, you know. Human centipede, it could be anything.
It's always fun because it's a lot of transformations and lot of special effects. And it's usually very cool. One of the best nights on Strictly.
Well, I can't wait to see it, okay? Thank you very much for lending Rachel your phone as well, Pasha. Good luck in training.
I didn't have a choice, but thank you. I'll give Rachel back.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, you're stuck with me again now.
What you must make a gorgeous couple, the pair of you two. I mean, what a stunning couple. Rachel Roddy and Pasha from Strictly.
He wakes up looking like that.
Does he walk covered in glitter?
Very irritating. Well, I have got some pictures of, yeah. Sometimes he's got more makeup on than me in the morning. He's looking at me.
He's not happy with that. Okay, well, you should go. Rachel and Pasha, thank you very much for giving us a call.
Thank you very much.
Cheers,
have a lovely
bye.
Day.
And you.